Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time to worship the Lord with us. Join us as we sing and pray and read some things from His other word and gather with all the saints in the presence of the Lord. Let's sing together now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we do bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name, and thank you for being tuned our way today. If it's convenient and possible, I hope you're telling someone else about our ministry. And then, if you will, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while. Well, let's open the King James Version. Let's go to Job 11, and starting with verse 7, let's read the Word of God for today's broadcast. He says, "Canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? It is as high as the heaven. Whence canst thou do deeper than hell? What canst thou know? The measure thereof is longer than the earth and broader than the sea." God's word for today as we begin this broadcast. All right, if you will, let's take the Hymns of the Spirit hymnal. Here's one I don't think we've ever used on the broadcast in 20 years and over. Page 46, "Jesus is all the world to me." It's a great hymn. Let's sing it together.
Jesus is all the world to me, my life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day. Without Him I would fall. When I am sad, to Him I go. No other one can cheer me so. When I am sad, He makes me glad. He's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me, my friend in trials sore. I go to Him for blessings, and He gives them o'er and o'er. He sends the sunshine and the rain. He sends the harvest golden grain. Sunshine and rain, harvest of grain. He's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me, and true to Him I'll be. How could I find this friend deny when He's so true to me? Following Him, I know I'm right. He watches o'er me day and night. Following Him by day and night, He my friend.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is all the world to me. I want no better friend. I trust him now. I'll trust him when life's fleeting days shall end. Beautiful life with such a friend. Beautiful life that has no end. Eternal life, eternal joy. He's my friend.
And the Bible tells us that Jesus is a sinner's friend. And the Bible tells us that he is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Praise the Lord. He is a wonderful friend. We sing at times a hymn called Friendship with Jesus. Oh, what sweet communion. Jesus is a friend of mine. And today's sinner friend, he wants to be your friend. Psalms 37:34 is our precious promise today. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. Well, it's beneficial to wait upon the Lord. Isaiah teaches us to wait upon the Lord, and our strength would be renewed. Praise the Lord. Well, let's pray today. Let's call upon him. Let's bring all of our requests and all of our burdens unto the Lord. I want you just to pour your heart out to God. Often in times in church, someone will turn in an unspoken prayer request. They want us to pray about their need, but they don't feel comfortable, or for some reason they don't want to reveal the name or the situation. But we take it to the Lord in prayer, just like we know everything and we don't know anything, but we present it to the one that does. But the Bible teaches us to let our requests be made known unto God. So during this prayer, don't go to God and say, Lord, I'm coming to you with my unspoken request, because he already knows it. Now, you're told to let your request be made known unto God. And you may not want to share it with me, but you need to pour your heart out to God and let that request be made known. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that we can let our request be made known. And Father, we're thankful that we can come boldly to the throne of grace. We can approach you, Lord, without fear. We can approach you, Lord, without any kind of doubt or any kind of complication. We can come to you in the name of Jesus, knowing, Lord, that your ears are listening for the cries of the righteous and your eyes are upon the righteous. We want to thank you today, Lord, for being such a wonderful Savior to us. Lord, as hearts across this congregation are pouring their request out to you now, mentioning every need that's on their heart, Lord, from their unsaved loved ones to their sick bodies, Lord, to financial needs, to domestic needs. And Lord, it may be the weather. It may be farmers praying for a harvest. It may be somebody praying for a safe travel. Lord, the needs are just more plentiful than I can mention on this broadcast service. Hear every prayer and every request today. Lord, those lonely widows and those hearts that are burdened and grieving, I pray, Lord, for every need today that you'll minister to it in Jesus' name. Lift them up above the shadows. Grant every request according to your will, we pray, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, if you prayed with us, let's praise him and let's sing this.
Let's just praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise. Praise the Lord. us lift our hands to heaven and praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. And I'll give you the contact information at the end of the broadcast. We'll try not to interrupt the flow of the Holy Spirit. Here's one we're going to pick up the tempo. I will follow thee. Jesus said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men.
God's people were in bondage, no one to lead them out, until the Lord said, Moses, please turn thy face about. He looked toward the burning bush and then took off his shoes. On holy ground, Moses cried, Lord, I'll follow you. And I said, I will follow thee over mountain high or on the stormy sea. And when I hear your voice, Lord, no matter how I feel, I will leave my burdens there. Lord, I'll follow thee. The angels bowed their heads to weep when Jesus left his throne. God gave him to this wicked world for all our sins atone. He looked into the bitter cup, the sins of everyone, and cried, oh, Father, not my will, but let thy will be done. And I said, I will follow thee over mountain high and on the stormy sea. And when I hear your voice, Lord, no matter how I feel, I will leave my burdens there. Lord, I'll follow thee.
Hallelujah. Well, are you ready to follow Jesus?
I've walked alone at midnight, cried my share of tears, had troubles all around me for many, many years. But midnight has vanished, my troubles had to flee, when I heard my Savior say, will you follow me? And I said, I will follow thee over mountain high or on the stormy sea. And when I hear your voice, Lord, no matter how I feel, I will leave my burdens there. Lord, I'll follow thee.
Hallelujah. And I am Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. You've been worshiping with us on the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost. The Lord permitting and providing, we're here weekdays at this same time. And we would like for you to join us each day or at least as often as you can. Our ministry is listener supported. And so after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you'd like to share something with us, it would be appreciated. But nevertheless, send us a card or a letter to anywhere. The mailing address is The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And I said, I will
follow thee over mountain high or on the stormy sea. And when I hear your voice, Lord,